The most famous Gemara b'negiah to Lag BaOmer is the Gemara, famous Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lag, where the Gemara that talks about the idea tells over the story that Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Pasach va'oma kama noim masein shel umazu. How pleasant are the masein of Rome? Tiknu gsharim, tiknu merchatzoyes, bathhouses, bridges. And then the Rashbi answered, and the Rashbi says, Kol ma shetiknu lo tiknu ela letzorich atzmon. Tiknu shvokim lehoishiv bem zoynois. In other words, Rabbi Shimon the Rashbi, the Heilige Rashbi, has a good bash at the Romans. And not only a bash, but he's mezalzel in them. After hearing their praises, so he says, no, fakert, he's mezalzel in them, he's memayis in them, tiknu shvokim lehoishiv bem zoynois. And that basically triggered off the whole story, that he had to run away. Why dafke is this in Masechet Shabbos? Also Masechet Shabbos is the sugya of Chanukah, in the same perek, in perek Bema Madlikin. And also this sugya, this story of the Rashbi is also in perek Bema Madlikin. So you have to understand the kesha between these two inyanim and Shabbos in general, and beperek Bema Madlikin befrat. Also, say Efshe B'derech Remez, in the Inyan, the people go up for Upshar and Ishvachalakas, Ishvachalaka to Miron, to the Heilige Rashbi. What's the Inyan of having a haircut, a child having a haircut in Miron? But the Yesoid is, a Yesoid that's brought down in the Heilige Likutei Maran, where Reb Nachman talks about the idea of, and he's masbid the psukim and she'a malas. Oz yimole tzchoik pinu shneinu rino. Oz yomru agoyim higdil Hashem lasis emeile higdil Hashem lasis emono inu smeichim. And he explains and he says that lasid lavoi, the goyim will understand how the milo of them, the chashivas, their wealth, their kovod, was all emistik shiflus. And how the shiflus of Klal Yisrael throughout Golus was emistik agadlus. It's a meridig hasoga that the goyim will be masik. Haba says Rav Nachman, Ozimon is chayk pino. This will laugh at that. In other words, all that there will be masik, a goy can only be masik so little. And all the hasogas that they'll be masik will be lalagul akelas. The yidin will laugh at it, lahumus, the chashivas and hasogas of what every yid will have in Eretz Yisrael lasid lovi. And the emissary is this is a meridig hashoyrish and a meridig yisod. A yisod that brings out the Ashreichem Yisrael, how happy and how fortunate Klal Yisrael are. This idea of schoik is the shorish of this idea is the schoik when Sarah heard that Yitzchak was going to be born. Yitzchak was the first one who was noiled b'kedusha. Yitzchak was the first yid who was noiled b'kedusha, harasa b'kedusha, leidasa b'kedusha, and he was nimol b'zmanoi. Yitzchak was called Yitzchak because as soon as Yitzchak was born, so the whole idea of the Umas Olam and their Avodah Zarah and everything that they represented became mamish at tzchoik. And like it says, Kol Hashemei Tzachak Li Tzchoik Asa Li Alekim. And the Oymek is that when you see the mile of a Yid and you see a Helig Yid, you see the beauty, you see the Hoid of a Yid, so then every Goyishkeit becomes Lelag Lekeles, it becomes a Leitzonus. And however high, and however intellectual, and however heights the Goyim reached, when you look at that, B'yachas, to a Heilige Yid, to the Yoifi, to the Neshama that shines of a Yid, so then everything as high as the Goyim can get, even the Yosid Lavoi, where the Goyim will reach great Hasogas, or B'yachasi, in contrast to the Yiddish Hasogas, in contrast to a Yid, it's a Tzchoik. And that's why Yitzchok is going to be the one, Chazal say, who the Geul is going to come, Yitzchus Yitzchok. He's going to be the one to be Melamed Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. Because the La'osid Lavoi is the Ozimoli Yitzchok Pino. And Yitzchok is the one who's going to be Megale, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael, the Hoid V'Hodor of a Neshama, of a Lechtig Neshama, of a Yiddish Neshama. This Avoida is the avoid of hoid, the avoid of bringing out the hoid, bringing out the beauty, bringing out the lechtikait of a yid. That's the avoid of hoid, and that's the avoid of Aaron HaKohen. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Shchoirani v'nova b'nois Yerushalayim. The Knesset Yisrael tells the Goyim, Shchoirani, through Averus, there's a bechin of Shchoirani. A bechin of Shchoira, the Yoifi is left, the Yoifi is gone. Hobe v'nova, Hobe Klal Yisrael is still beautiful. Aaron HaKohen was Midas Ahoid, because Aaron HaKohen was the one who did two things. He took away the Shchoirani, and he was Megala the Novi. Meaning, there was the two main parts in the Avoid of Aaron HaKohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Was number one, the Indian of Karbonis. A Yid came and he did an Aveir and he needed a Kapara. He came Shchoira, he came blackened. He came with an external coat of black, hiding the Yoifi. So for that, there was the Avoid of Karbonis. The Avoid of Karbonis was to take away the Shchoirani. Oh, but then there was an Avoida, a Hechra Avoida, the Avoida of Hadlokas HaMenorah, Hadlokas HaNeiros. The Hadlokas HaNeiros, the Ner, is the Ner Hashem Nishmas Odo. The Ner is the Yiddish Neshama. A Yid has two parts, he has a Guf and he has his Neshama. Aaron HaKohen did two things. Number one, Aaron HaKohen took away the Shachrus, took away the blackness, the charcoal, took away what the Avera, the Pagam of the Avera, that the Avera hid the Yoifi in the Hod of a Yid. And then after he took away the Shachrus, he took away the blackened Aveira of the Yid. Then, when he lit the Menorah, he was Mala and he was Megala, the Heligan Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. That's the Indian, that Aaron HaKohen was Metiv Umadlik HaSaneris. Hatov HaSaneris means that Aaron HaKohen took away all the dirt that could be accumulating around the Yiddish and the Shama. And then he was Madlik HaSaneris and he bought the Mordek HaYoifi and the Mordek HaHodah of a Yid and a Yiddish and the Shama. And that's what Rabbi Shlenim consoled Aaron HaKohen when he didn't have a chelik in Chanukah Sanasim in the Korbanos. So Rabbi Shlenim said, Shulcha Gedoyla Mishalahem. What's the meaning of Shulcha Gedoyla Mishalahem? Because the ikar of the Yoifi is the Menorah. The Korbanos takes away the Shachros, takes away, cleans out the Guf. That the Guf shouldn't be Shchoirani. Oh, but the Menorah, that's Megala the Yiddish in the Shoma. The Menorah is what's Megala the real Yoifi of a Yid. The Menorah is what's Megala the Yiddish in the Shoma that makes a Yid so special that can shine through. As we know by Tzadikim, in certain times of the year it was partially impossible to look in their faces. Like the Avnei Nezer writes about his Shver, the Kotzkos Chus Yogan Aleinu, that a Mamish on Leil Seder, he said it's impossible to look at his face. Mirov Yoifi, Mirov Hoda, the shine, the radiance of a Yiddish in the Shoma. The real Yoifi came out through the Avodas HaMenorah. And therefore the Yevonim that come from Yefes, Bnei Yefes, and Yefes is Yoifi. And therefore they are the Yoifi of Klippa. And they wanted to contaminate, and they wanted to steal away the Yoifi of Kedusha. And therefore they contaminated the Menorah, the Neiros. Because the Neiros correspond to the Helig Yiddish and the Shoma. And that's what they contaminated in order to draw Klal Yisrael away from the real Yoifi. And to attract them to the Yoifi, the Klippa, the Yoifi of the Bnei Yefes of Yovan. So the Helig Rashbi, it was Yotzeit, Lag Boim is a Bechin of Hoyt Shebehoyt. And the Rashbi is connected to Aaron HaKohen, who's Midas Ahoyt. And as we sing in the Shir of Bayechoy, Nososa Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh, like a Kohen Godel, that he carried it, Bechin of Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh, Chobosh Al Roishcho Peirecho. The Rashbi is the Bechin of the Hoyt, Hoyt Shebehoyt, the Bechin of the Kohen. The Rashbi's Avoida is to be Megala the Neshama, to be Megala the Lechtikait, to be Megala the Lechtikait of a Yid. The Rashbi was Megala in Torah, there's also Bechin of Gufa Doraisa and Nishmasa Doraisa. The Chelik HaNigla of Torah is Bechin as Gufa Doraisa, and the Chelik Kabbalah is Nishmasa Doraisa. And Rashbi's Avoida was to bring out the glory of Nishmasa Deraisa, to bring out the Yoifi in the Hodor, just like the Avoid of Aaron HaKohen, to bring out the Yoifi in the Hodor of a Yiddish Neshama, of Nishmasa Adam. Rashbi's Avoid was to bring out the Nishmasa, the glory of Nishmasa Deraisa. And therefore when Rashbi was in the Ma'or HaTaka, his goof was buried, Mamish, his whole guf was buried. Bebchinas, his guf was alafa tashuf. There was no guf there anymore. It was kuloi nishmosa, kuloi nishama. And that's where it was nizgala to him. That's where it was nizgala to him. The nishmosa, the raisa, the heilige zoya. And maybe with that we can understand. With that we can understand why the Rashbi and how the Rashbi was be'emes, his avodah was an avodah to bring out the maila of a yid, to just like he brought out the maila of nishmasa deraisa, he brought out the maila of the neshama of a yid. Shabbos is a time where yid gets a neshama yisera. Rashbi is kulei bechinas neshama yisera, as we just said. His guf was under the ground, his guf was a bechinas me'ofa toshuv. His guf was a dargah, it wasn't chaitzitz, and all there was a hilgah neshama. Rashbi is a bechin of kulei neshama. Rashbi is a Shabbos. Shabbos is where Yid gets his neshama yisera. Mitzad the guf is the Yid share with goyim, be'etzem. Even though Yiddish guf is different than a goyish guf, it's another topic. However, be'etzem there's a certain tzad shava. Over mitzad the neshama, a Yid stands out. A goy doesn't have the nechelek alakai mimal as the Yid has. That's why goyish shavas chayv misa. Shabbos is a time where we get a special neshama, neshama yisera. Neshama yisera is only shaykh to a yid. For goyish shem shabbos, the neshama yisera will kill him. He's not shaykh to that. Shabbos is a zman abeini v'em b'nei Yisrael oisi li'olam. Shabbos is a zman of neshmasa deraisa. Shabbos is a zman of Rashbi. And mayna therefore when Rashbi came out of the Ma'ara, he came out shabbosdik. He came out neshamadik. And when he saw that the Yidin, that was Zerea v'Chayrish, so he shouted that there was Yidin and nothing enough. He couldn't. He was a bechinah kilo that he shouted Shabbos, Shabbos. He was shouting at the Yidin. How can he came out Shabbos? He came out in an oilam b'shav bechinah Shabbos, and he couldn't anymore. He couldn't see them anymore. It was a Shabbos dik a bechinah. That's why the Rashbi went out. He was told to go back in, and the second time he came out, he realized that the avodah is to be ma'ala yiddish in the shamas, and that's where his avodah began after he came out to the ma'ara. And that's why both the Indian of Chanukah, which is where they wanted to contaminate the real yofi, and also the story of the Rashbi, which is also bringing out the Yakras, bring out the Nishmasa, bring out the Neshama, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, they're both in Perik Bema Madlikin. Bema Madlikin is the Perik in Shabbos. Shabbos is the Masechta of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. That's why we light candles, Ner is Shabbos. It's a Gilui, because Yid gets a Neshami Seir, it's a beauty. Einoi Daime Ma'or Ponov Shal Adam B'Shabbos, Ma'or Ponov during the week. Shabbos is Megala, a certain beauty that the Yid has. And that beauty that the Yid has on Shabbos, that's the Neshama Dika Gilui, that's the Yoifi, that's the Choyd V'Hodar of the Yid. That's what the Menorah shows. So the story of the Yevonim is in Taka and Perik Bem Madlikin. Bem Madlikin Bem Madlikin. Ein Madlikin Loi Beh This Loi Beh That. In other words, the Hadloka of the nearest Shabbos, the Hadloka is Hadloka that has to bring out the Yoifi, has to bring out the purity, has to bring out Mamish, the Tachlis, HaPe'er, that has to shine, the Lechtikait. And that's the Bechina of Shabbos, that's the Bechina of Chanukah. And that's why the Chanukah sugi is there, and that's the avoid of the Rashbi, and that's why he came out and he said, "Ah!" When he came out the second time, he says, "Chazi, kama chaviv in mitzvos of Yisrael." That's the sod on Lag BaOmer. Ashreichem Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have the emistik of Yoifi, Klal Yisrael have the emistik of Hodor, and that's why the Yoifi, the beklipper, is the long hair that the goyim used to have, and the goyim still have. Long hair corresponds to the yoifi, the klipper, and therefore, since the Rashbi is megala, the yoifi, the kedusha, the lechtikait of a yid and the yiddish neshama, is therefore you go to Meiron and you take off your megaleach, you shave off the yoifi, the klipper. You take a little child that represents the little child that has no chatoim, has no shachrus, has no shchayrani. There's no shchayrani. They're pure. Al tigu b'mshichai elu tinoika shel beis rabam. So that purity, that reinkite of a yiddish kind. I mean, you take off the yofi, the klipper, the bechinas yofi, the klipper. Then you megala the emistik a yofi, a yiddish ingala with longer payas. And that's the tachlis a yofi. That's the tachlis hahoy. That's the hoy shebahoy of Lag BaOmer. So
Svarim say that Lag BaOmer is where we finally completely are out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was sickening. Mitzrayim was the immorality Mitzrayim, as Yecheskel HaNovi describes. And Mitzrayim was pashut an animal nation mamish. And when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim on Lag BaOmer, they were finally menatek themselves, completely severed themselves, completely from the Goyishkeit to the Mitzrayim, until, like we said earlier, where there was a Bechina of Yimolei Yitzchak Pino, where we look down at the Goyim, where we don't share anything with the Goyim. That was the Darga of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer was the complete nituk of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemar Shlemus of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then, from Lag BaOmer onwards, we prepare ourselves properly for Chag HaShavuos, which was when Klal Yisrael Taki came out with their full glory, Ponim Beponim Dibar Hashem Imochem, Har Sinai Sheyarat Sinel Umos Ha'olam, over the Milo of the Yoifi, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, where all the Goyim became Lelag HaLokeles. And that's that switch between the final Yitzia of Mitzrayim and the Hachana for Chag HaShavuos, that takes place in Lag BaOmer. And that's the beginning of Ashreichem Yisrael, where the Helikite and the Yoifi and the Hoid V'Hod of Klal Yisrael comes out into its full glory. B'an Shalom should help us that we should be able to be Mechin, prepare ourselves properly, and prepare ourselves and realize the Yoifi and realize the Ashreichem Yisrael, what is meant to be a Yid, and we should be Zoichem Metz Hashem to the Gula Shlema Amitis from here of Yameinu.